It's often said that high-end competition can bring out the best in some people, and has certainly brought out the best here for the Silver Tips in this loaded matchup against their chief U.S. Division rival, and in a game featuring seven NHL draft picks between the two teams combined. All tips all night this evening, and Carter Hart flexing his goaltending muscle, picking up his 12th career WHL shutout, and the reigning CHL goaltender of the year, the upper hand and shining brightest in a 3-0 Everett Silver Tips victory over the Seattle Thunderbirds.
Yeah, we kind of hyped this one up early on at the day before Thanksgiving. A big game, two rivals on a rivalry night theme here at Xfinity Arena, and it just delivered in every way. You know, the T-Birds played a pretty decent hockey game tonight, but they didn't have the netminder that the Silver Tips did, and they didn't have the finishing touch that the Silver Tips were able to find tonight from there forward. So great hockey game and a great effort from the Silver Tips to get this win. It was really a stellar play all around.
Ryland Toth was acquired a little before opening night here to try to fill a goaltending hole the Thunderbirds had in the absence of overager Landon Beau, aged out after last season as well. And Toth asked to deliver some big games for this season. The Silver Tips going right to work to dismantle that narrative here, at least for this evening. And getting right to work because of Carter Hart, who turned away six shots on one early power play when the Thunderbirds had their top end, number one unit out there, included Matthew Barzell, Keegan Colzar, Ryan Gropp, and Ethan Bear, all NHL draft picks, and Barzell leading the way as a first-rounder. But the first goaltender taken off the board in last year's NHL draft, Hart turning everything away and turning this game in momentum right into the Silver Tips' favor, and they began to take advantage at 5:57 of period number one on Matt Fontaine's fifth goal of the season. Silver Tips bring it back in as Riley Sutter got a return feed. The pass in from Fontaine. He scores! Matt Fontaine with 14:03 to go in the opening period. It is a power play goal and number five on the season for the Silver Tip veteran. The redirection on Ryland Toth. It is 1-0 Silver Tips. The Silver Tips now 4-0-1 this season when Matt Fontaine scores a goal. Last year when he had a point, they were 22-8-4-2. Something to be said when Matt Fontaine jumps in. That's veteran leadership, and you got the Tips out of a 1-0 edge.
Yeah, and nice to see him get a goal. He hadn't had one in about six games. You know, right when he came back from that injury, he had three assists and one goal in his first three games back. Had been a little quiet lately, but right there on the power play, after all the noise the Thunderbirds had made, the Silver Tips were just surgical in the way they moved that puck up ice on the power play, and Sutter, great hands, great setup to get it to Fontaine in front of the net.
And then a 2-0 edge with Riley Sutter getting into the mix. Fontaine's goal, by the way, coming on the power play. Sutter's coming up a 5-on-5 when the Thunderbirds had an egregious breakdown behind their own net. Davis, a soft feed now up on the left side for Jake Christensen, and he'll hammer it back in deep Thunderbird zone. Now Toth had it taken away. Here's King to Richards. Deflection just goes wide. Rebound to Sutter. He scores! Riley Sutter catching. Ryland Toth napping. 5:14 to go. First period, the Silver Tips cash in. Off the open net chance, they're leading at 2-0. And with that, Richards and King with the helpers. Some depth as well chipping in this evening here, and Sutter winding up with a multi-point night. Now three goals in two games in this Silver Tip Thunderbird rivalry this season.
Yeah, another guy that had been a little bit quiet on the score sheet after such a hot start, but you know, he got involved there because it was, you could see it coming from the Thunderbirds. Toth just was not really engaged tonight. Didn't match the energy level of everybody else out there on the ice. And, you know, when he went to play that puck behind the net, all that's missing was the Benny Hill music. I mean, it was just, they were clanging into bodies back there, and the Silver Tips stuck with it. And eventually Sutter, I got to take a look on the replay here when it goes up. Check out the website if you're getting in your car driving home or wherever you're listening, because I think Sutter might have gone between the legs to put that puck in the net there and really kind of seal Toth's fate for the night.
Tough angle from what we saw. Sutter was shielded by a pile of bodies in the blue paint, but nonetheless, a pretty incredible effort. That much coordination, that much concentration, all amidst the chaos. That's Sutter hockey for you. He's got three goals now in two games, as we said, for this head-to-head series number 9 of the season overall. Father Ron has got to be proud. Richards and King the assist at 14-46. Second period, no scoring, but again, Carter Hart taking over, and once again, shining brighter, turning away all 9 shots he saw in the second period, including this rush up the ice. Back the other way. Here's Niles. Breakaway shot save made by Carter Hart off the low pad right. And a rebound kick back to center with 10:13 to go in the second period. And Donovan Niles, along with plenty of Thunderbirds who have been streaking entering the game this evening. 1 goal, 1 assist last night against Edmonton. Coming up nothing with nothing here this evening. All amidst several quality chances, but Carter Hart, it appeared more and more like he was locked in with the A-plus game here for this evening. Ryland Toth, as we mentioned, 2 goals he allowed first period, giving way to Berlin and helping Seattle achieve some balance as he made 8 saves in the second period. But the Silver Tips off a beauty early on in the third, putting this one virtually out of reach, courtesy of the rookie, Oren Sentaso. And down to 18:08 to go. Alexander True back the other way. Left side is shot from a sharp angle. Sears wide. And Brian Albee couldn't hold the line. And here comes Oren Sentaso. A clear break left side. He shoots. He scores! Take the spotlight, Oren Sentaso! 17:56 to go. Third period. His first at home. Number 2 of the year. That's a pretty one. It's 3-0 Silver Tips. Sentaso with plenty of fanfare outside the glass. Jubilation inside for him. And the finish low on Matt Berlin for a 3-0 lead at 2:04.
Yeah, he strapped on the rocket boosters, skated right past the Thunderbirds defense, picked up the puck. And again, it's one thing to get to the puck and then find yourself in on goal. And then it's another thing to finish it off. And he really calmly kind of shot that one right along the ice and under Berlin's pads.
The goal coming unassisted, and for a guy the Silver Tips picked up as a fifth rounder in 2015, the Marwain Alberta native now continuing to develop with a touch of offensive skill as well, reason why he has been plugged into the lineup more than usual here in this month of November. That one to make it 3-0. It was out of reach after that. All additionally with a massive hit delivered by Montana Onyebuchi into the far corner on Turner Ottenbright, and pretty clear cut in a matchup that can get pretty nasty at times, physically and emotionally. It was the stage here for the Silvertip rookie D-man at 6'2", 205 pounds for him to really take control. After that, Carter Hart closed things out, and the Silvertips skating away with a 3-0 victory over the Seattle Thunderbirds. And they are now 8-1-3 in the last 12 games.
You mentioned it off the air here. Montana Onyebuchi, how physical he was. And it's just not that simple for a youngster, a 2000 born, to come into this league and just, you know, pick up in defense of all your teammates. You rarely see that. But Onyebuchi, you know, and he's not doing it carelessly or recklessly either. He's not an instigator in many of these scenarios. He is sticking up for his teammates, and he did it on multiple occasions tonight. He never went to the penalty box unless he was joined by a Thunderbird. That's the type of the energy and desire and passion you want to see from a young man playing defense.
Kind of muscle, kind of enforcement that you need on that back end, especially in games like these where it is not just a battle for every inch on the ice, but you have got to bring the muscle and more, essentially the mentality of hit or be hit when it comes to this. Scouts take note, the kid's only 16 years of age, but look like a veteran here in a game that requires plenty of bravery to succeed in.
He was, and it was just it's a great point with all the scouts that were probably in attendance tonight to watch a bunch of players probably getting their first look at at that young man, and he put on a show.
3-0, Silver Tips with the win. Their hold at first place in the U.S. division now means a record of 16-3-4 for 36 points. The Seattle Thunderbirds have their streak wiped down to 4-0-1. It is their first loss in regulation since the return of Matthew Barzell from the New York Islanders. By the way, Barzell, of course, held off the score sheet here for this evening. And the Thunderbirds now 11-9-1-1. They have 24 points on the campaign. Carter Hart with the win, a 37 save effort. He brought the A game, record improving now to 12-3-3 in 19 games. Also recording his second shutout of the year and number 12 for his WHL career. Ryland Toth didn't survive the beginning of the second period. Exiting 6 saves on 8 shots, he takes the loss and is now 9-9-1. Matt Berlin coming in for relief after that, and he recorded 15 saves in the game. Once more, your final here before a crowd of 4,434 in downtown Everett. Silver Tips 3 and the Seattle Thunderbirds nothing. For Justin Morrison, I'm Mike Benton for Silver Tips Replay.